أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال له موسى: هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا؟ قال: إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا؟ قال: ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال: فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. صدق الله العظيم. These are from Ayah 66 to Ayah 70 of Surah Al-Kahf. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam meets the slave from the slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whose name was Khadir, which we generally pronounce as Khidr. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asks him for permission to remain with him in his company, so that obviously he could learn from what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed, the knowledge that Allah bestowed to Khadir. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asked the permission. He says, قال له موسى, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said to Khadir, هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا? Is it possible for me to follow you, the word that is used, in other words, to be in your company, so that you may teach me the good that you have been taught, and that is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now one needs to understand that whether Khadir was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not, most of the ulama are of the opinion, yes, he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is a Nabi and Rasul of Allah. Here is a Nabi who didn't get any risalat, he didn't get any new shariat, he didn't get any kitab, and as a matter of fact, not even an ummah. So hence, we understand that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam teaches us this very, very important lesson, that even if a person is more superior than the person that he is going to learn from, maybe the superiority could have been otherwise insofar as the piety of a person is concerned. But in this case, it was known that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was more superior than Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. Yet, look at the adab, look at the respect, look at the etiquette that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam shows to him. The second aspect is that we also understand from this that there was a particular kind of knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Musa alayhi salam, and that knowledge was not bestowed on Khadir. And there was a particular knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Khadir that was not bestowed upon Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. To simplify this, a very simple way of understanding it, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had gotten a shariat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was charged with the duty and responsibility of guiding his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through the shariat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So his ilm, his knowledge was ilm-e-shariya, which the ulama have termed as tashri'i ulum, knowledge that will guide people to the shariat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When it comes to the shariat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no compromise whatsoever. The knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed to Khadir was what the ulama speak about takwini knowledge. Takwini knowledge means those aspects that refer, and those aspects regarding the universe, regarding the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that was a particular knowledge that came down from Allah, and most of the ulama It came down as wahi from Allah because he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence we can see that there is two diverse knowledges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. And again Allah ta'ala is showing us this very, very important lesson that we should never feel and think that we are the know-it-all. We should never feel that our views are 100% if it is not according to the Shariat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and all those aspects. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with absolute humility, he leaves this very important lesson to us that the people from whom we gain knowledge, for to them we will be absolutely humble despite the rutba or the ranks that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ الصَّبَرَ. Khadir alayhi salam now responds to Musa alayhi salam and he says, O Musa, certainly you will not be able to endure the patience that is required for you to be with me. Why? وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِذْ بِهِ خُبَرًا. How are you going to bear patiently such things the comprehension has not come to you? You do not have that comprehension. You do not have that way of understanding what knowledge Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. And this is also very indicative to the fact that there will be things that I will do that will be against your Shariat, but it is the command of Allah. And hence, you being a Rasul, a Nabi of Allah, you are not going to be able to tolerate all of that. But at that point in time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not aware of what lies ahead. So he said, قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا. He said, if Allah ta'ala wills, then you will find me sabir, you will find me enduring, you will find me bearing it patiently. And ulama have written, the fact that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, inshaAllah, then it was not a promise. It was in actual fact placing in trust in Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا أُحْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. And I will not evade any order of yours. In other words, I will not break any order of yours. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي. Now Khadir makes one condition that if you have to follow me, in other words, if you have to be in my company, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. Do not ask me about anything. حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Until I mention it to you, the reason why I have done or the reason why I have not done anything. Don't question me about it. I will tell you when it is appropriate. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.